Eino l'shchit ela b'soif. This is the machlokes in the Gemara in Chulin, that when you shecht an animal, when is the heter, when is the shchit to take place? One man yama says it starts at the beginning of shechting, and it ends when you finish the two simonim. Another man yama says no. While you're shechting the two simonim, it's not even called a shchita. There's no halachas chal yet. It's only chal after you finish the shchita. Eino l'shchit ela b'soif. The halach is that when you can have a machshava to pass the korban b'shas shchita, it's only chal the machshava the last second of the shchita. At the end of the shchita, that's when it's chal the halachas of the shchita. Uki the Rava, and we also hold like Rava says, the yama Rava adayin hi machlokes, that Rava said it's still a machlokes, whether you say tofas loshen rishon or not. There is a machlokes when you say two diburim, something first, something second. Do we say, listen to the second one also, and he was like chayzer from the first thing, or we say, no, what he said first, that's what he meant, and that's what chal. The second thing is not chal. So that's what we're going now, that the shchita, the whole halachas are only chal at the end of the shchita. So the last second, you can only have one thought then. So it goes like this, hilkach. Hikdim mulim narelim, if the first thought that he said was, I want this shchita to be for the mulim, for the people that are gemalta. And then he said, la relim is a locha that's chal. Mulim chayli, the korban is kosher, because since only one machshava could be chal, because the whole shchita is only chal at the end of the shchita. In the shchita el lepsoif. So the last second is only enough time to have one machshava. The first machshava. So the first machshava counts. So since the first machshava he had was, le mulim is taka kosher. The mulim is chayli, arelim is chayli. That that you said a second machshava, you want it to also be for an arul, is taken at chal on him. Mashaken the other way. Hikdim arelim lemulim. If first you said an arul, and then you said for mulim, people have a brismilim, is arelim chayli. Since at the end of the shchita only one machshava could be chal, it's chal the machshava that you thought for an arul. That one's chal, memela the korban is possum. And mulim le chayli. Ah, you thought another machshava later that this korban should also be good for the people that have a bris milah. It's too late though. It's after the shchita already. That machshava doesn't help. So that's the way the Gemara wants in. So that's pshat nacherim. Omar Rabbi says no, that can't be pshat. Or some say Omar Rabbi, some say loy liyal lematay k'safri yacherim yesh no shchita mchilud yatsoif. It could be that Vada Reb Meir holds no that b'shas you make a shchita you could have a few machshavas there because the shchita starts as soon as you start the shecht. Cut the simonim, and it doesn't end until you finish the two simonim. So there's a while in between, so that you could have two machshavas. Then it's a kasha then. If you have both machshavas here, so you're thinking about mulim and arelim, why is it possible? Even if you think first for arelim, but then you thought about the mulim, it should be kosher. So it's like this. The yochav of my screen, know what we're talking about here. To go in chenigma belibla tavayim. In his mind, when he said it, he sought to do both. He wanted to make the shchita l'shem and arul, and l'shem the mulim. So really, in his mind, it should have been a kosher shchita, because when you think about these two people, about an oro, the people don't have a bris milah, and the people do have a bris milah, the locher is kosher. So if you go bosa what he thought, the korban should be kosher. But the chesaron was like this. He thought in his mind that he wants the shchita to be for both of them. But the chesaron was, he only spoke out of his mouth, he only said l'oro. That's all he said. For lo hispik leim lemulim, and he did not say the word lemulim at all. Achinigmar shchita until he finished all shchita. That's what the acherim are talking about. So mela, achinigmar b'shchita v'arelim. So the whole shchita was done when he spoke out of his mouth only one machshava. He only said, "I'm only shechting this carbon only for the arelim." So that's the machloek you see him. Ovo pligi. The Rav Meir, which is this Acherim, saying this Chiddush Savar, Loi Bin and Piv Li B'Shavim. You don't have to have your piv, your mouth, and what you think to be equal, to be the same. Because here, even though you only spoke out a Relim, but that wasn't in your mind though. In your mind, you didn't want to make this Korban puzzle. You didn't want to just do it L'Shem Da Relim. In your mind, your thoughts are both. In your mind, you want to do it for the Oral and for the Mulim. So if you go Basel Li Boy, it should be kosher. Even though Piv only said Arelim, that's the kasher. When you say something out in your mouth, but in your mind you mean something else, couldn't we listen to what your mouth said, and that could be chal or no? When if somebody says something, there's always a klal alochit like that. You have to have Piv liba shavim. What you speak out of your mouth, if in your mind you mean something else, it's not called anything. A neder is not chal, kachem is not chal. You always have to speak out a deeper means, that's goma belibay. That's what you meant to say. But the other meaning is that Rameho's not like that. Rameho Savar, I'll tell you, Loi Vinon Tiv Liba Shavim. You don't have to have two Shavas. Therefore, when you spoke out of your mouth, La Relim, it's Takachala Paslis. Because all you spoke out was you want this Korban Pesach to be for these people that don't have a Bris Milah, so that makes the Korban Pesach. For Rabbanin, the people that Din Zachon, these Acherim Savri, no. Binon Tiv Liba Shavim. Whenever you say something, if it's not what that's in your mind, it doesn't mean anything what you said. So even though you spoke out to say you want this Korban Pesach to be, the Shechita should be for these Oral, but since in your mind you meant for the Mulam also, so that you spoke out doesn't mean anything. That can't pass through the Korban. That's the Machlokes. Shred the Gemara, is that true? Uksava Rameya, is it true that Rameya holds the Acherim, that Loi Bina Piv Liba Shavin? You do not have to have your Piv and your Lev Shavin, is that true? That if you say something and you mean something else, still we go after what you say? Is that true? Reminu avakasha. Hamiskavin loy matruma. Somebody has these pears here, it's tevil now, and he wants to take off truma. And he says, this apple should be truma. V'yoma meiser. And instead of saying truma, what he thought, he said meiser. This apple should be meiser. Or else the opposite way. Meiser. Really he thought he wanted to make meiser. He ready to take off truma gedolim. Or else before he wants to take meiser first. But he's thinking now to say meiser. V'yoma truma, and by mistake it slipped out of his mouth, the word truma. Oy she'enoy nichnas l'bayizim. He makes a neder. I'm not going to go ashru. I'm not going to go into this house. V'yomal azeh. He meant to point to, he meant to ask for himself from Reuven's house. And by mistake he said, I'm not going to go into Shimon's house. She'eni neder azeh. I'm making a neder. I won't have any enough on this piece of bread. And he meant the black piece of bread. V'yomal azeh. By mistake he said the white piece of bread. The kids, so he spoke out something that's not what he meant in his mind. What's the lochem? Lo yom aklum, a Farish Mishnah in Trumas, that nothing is chal. Achie piv liba shavim. Any time like truma or by neder or shvua, it's only chal if you speak something out in your mouth. You have to say arezu truma. So what's called the dibur? What's called something that can make something chal? If that's what you meant in your mind. But if your mind you're thinking about something, you're thinking about meiser. But your pair, just without thought, comes out to say truma. Stakenat chal. There's a stam mishnah, and the kasher is a stam mishnah is rameya. And this Acherim is also Rameya. So you can't say Pshan Acherim Rameya is, he holds you don't need Piv Liba Shavim. There's enough in the Mishnah that any time a Piv, what you say, means something only if that's what you mean in your mind also. Say Elohim Rabbi, if I get the terrace like this, Rei Shatei the Yomar Simin Rishin Lamulin. By Shchit you have to shech the two pipes, the windpipe and the food pipe, the Veshet and the Konim. So I'll tell you, the Yomar Simin Rishin Lamulin. Vashashi shechted the first simon, he thought, lemulim. The simon sheni afla relim. When he thought about the second simon, then he thought also for the relim. The besimon sheni nami psiche bemulim. Because in the second simon, he also thought about mulim. He said afla relim. That's why it's kosher. Mashen kein sefer. When do we say it's no good? No good. The yomar. Simon rishon la relim. The first simon, when he cut the corner first, he only thought la relim. He didn't think about the people that have a bris milah. He only thought about their relim. B'shas he cut b'shas shchita the first simin. Mashenke and simin sheni. When he came to shech the second simin, then he said lamulim. He had a mind then to make for the people that have a bris milah also. So the shaila is the b'simin rishon holav sicha be'mulim. But when he made the first shchita on the first simin, he did not think about the mulim at all. So he was thinking what he said. He said la relim. And he only meant that the first simon, the shchita should be for the relim. This is the machlokes. Rameya l'taimei, the yoma mefaglin b'chatzi matir. Rameya says a chatzi matir means l'moshe by shchita. What's called the matir shchita? The whole shchita. Let's say you only shecht one simon with the machshava spigel. Rameya says yes, it's chal pigel. Even though you only think about one simon, one matir, it's chal the psul pigel. So you see, according to Rameya, one matir, one simon means something. Here also, about by the first simon, you're only thinking about the arelim, no mulim at all. That's why it's puzzle. For Rabbanon l'tamayu, the yamri ain't mefaglin b'chatzi matir. Rabbanon hold no, there's no such yisod. You can't make a pigul b'chatzi matir. In other words, when you make a shchita, it's one thing. You have to have a machshava throughout the whole shchita. If you only think something through the first simon, that doesn't mean anything. You have to have that thought throughout the whole two simonim. Here also, even though when you shechted the first simon, you had in mind only for the arelim, but that's not possible. You know why? Because right away, b'shach the second shechita, you thought for the mulim. So you have to look at both simonim together. Both simonim together, who are you thinking about? Both of them, for the arelim and for the mulim. That's why it's kosher.
But according to Ramei Yeshita, and that's the Sacherim, he holds no. He holds you could be mafaga v'chatzimater. Midiva m'shash shchita of one simen, it's not going to mean something. So here, b'shash the first shchita on the first, on the first simen, you only sought for the arelim, those are psulim, they're not worth the korban pesach, and the chnam the korban tak is possible. Stop John Nechir. Right, we'll stop here. Yehonah Samach Gimel. Yeah, Mishnah says, Ha'ashreichet es ha-Pesach, al ha-Chometz. If somebody brings a Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, but he still has Chometz in his Rishus, he's alocha oiver b'loisasei. He's over a special loisasei. As the Torah says, Loisishchat al-Chometz dam zivchi. You're not allowed to shech the Korban Pesach, but you still have Chometz in your Rishus. There's a special law. Hey, you're not supposed to have Chometz then anyway. Like some sheet is after Chatzos on Erev Pesach, there was already a Bal Yiro, Bal Yimotzei, you're not allowed to have Chometz in your Rishus. But there's a special law not to shech the Korban Pesach when you still have Chometz in your Rishus. So HaShrechet Es HaPesach Al HaChometz, that you still have Chometz, is over B'loi Sasei. You're over a special law. So Rashi says, to Loisishchat Al Chometz. Rav Yehudi Oimer Af HaTomit. Even the Tomit, Shobein HaBayim, that they bring on Erev Pesach, if the person that brings it has Chometz, he's over this law. Rashi says, Af HaTomit, Shobein HaBayim, the Erev HaPesach Sheshochetu Al HaChometz, if the person that's shechting the Tomit Shobein HaBayim, if he owns Chometz, he's over this special law. For time of Yalav B'Gemara, the Gemara will explain, how does Rav Yehuda know that the law does not only go on Korban Pesach, but it even goes on the Korban HaTomit? So Gemara will explain how Rav Yehuda knows this. Rabbi Shimon Noimer, Shimon says like this, there's a chilik. HaPesach b'yar b'osa lishmoy chayiv. The Korban Pesach, if you bring it on Erev Pesach, the way it's supposed to, the locher is then yechayiv. But that's called the good Korban, and the locher is, if you shech the Korban Pesach and you have chometz in your reshus, you're over this lav of loisishchat al chometz. So HaPesach b'yar b'osa lishmoy. If you shech the Korban Pesach lishmoy, the way it's supposed to be, is chayiv. Let's say on Erev Pesach, you have your Korban Pesach, and instead of shechting the Shem Korban Pesach, you are shechting it Shalom Lishmoy, Lishem Mishlomim. That the halacha is the Korban is posel. Like we had before, a Korban Pesach, Shalom Lishmoy, the halacha is the Korban is posel. So Melel Nagei to us is Potter. You're not over this lav of Loisishchat al Chometz Dav Zivchim. Because the Xeris HaKosev is, you're not allowed to shecht your Korban when you're doing a good Shechita. If this Korban Pesach is a good Korban Pesach, and you own Chometz, you're over a lav not to shecht the Korban Pesach when you still own Chometz. But here, if you take your Korban Pesach, and instead of shechting it L'Shem Pesach, you shecht it L'Shem Meshlamim. So the halacha is the Korban is posel. If the Korban is posel, that's not called a Shechita. So that's not Pshan the Post. The Torah says, L'Shishchat, don't do a good Shechita when you have Chometz. This is not called a good Shechita. Therefore, your potter for this lav, it's not called a Shechita, what you're doing with your Shech, the Korban Pesach, Shalei L'Shmoy. Like Rashi says, Rabbi Shimon Oime, HaPesach B'Yudalit, Sheshoch Tu Al HaChometz, L'Shmoy Chayiv, Mishum L'Shishchat Al Chometz, the Pesach Kosher Hu, it's a Kosher Pesach, or Shechita Ruihi, that's called a good Shechita. This is the Chiddush. If you take your Korban Pesach and you shecht it Shalei L'Shmoy, that means instead of shecht it L'Shem Pesach, you shecht it L'Shem Meshlamim, is Allah, and even though you have Chometz, you put it from this lav. The Rashi the Apostle who? Because this Shechit is the Apostle Shechit. Or Shechit is Shein Ruya Lav Shema Shechit. This is Rabbi Shimon Shechit all over. Whenever the Torah says Allah is about a Shechita, it's only if the Shechita was a kosher Shechita. It's a good Shechita. But where your Shechita only makes the Korban Pesach, that's not called the Shechita the Torah was talking about. So it's as if you didn't make a Maaseh Shechita. Therefore, even though you own Chometz, you're not over the special lav of Loisishchat al Chometz Dav Zivchi. That's the Shechita all over. That a Shechita the Torah is talking about has to be a Shechita Ruyon, that the Shechita makes the Korban kosher. But here we are shechting the Korban. Our monastic Pesach should be a Shlomim, that the Korban is possible. That's not called the Shechita. So merely you're not over the special lav of shechting when you own Chometz. So the Mishnah, Shimon holds them. V'shar kol azvochim. What about all other Korbanos? Even if you bring them on Erev Pesach, bein lishmon, whether you shecht the Korban Oila or Korban Shlomim, l'shem Oila the right way. Ubein shalei lishmon, even if you shecht those karbonis shlo lishmon, that the locher is the carbon is still kosher, if potter. This is Rav Shimon Shita. On Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, the Torah says, when is there allowed not to shecht the carbon Pesach if you have chametz, only the carbon Pesach. But any other carbon you bring at this time, there's no lav, even though you own chametz. Hey, it's a special lav of loisishchat al chametz dav zimchi only goes upon a carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach. But any other carbon you bring on Erev Pesach, you're not over this lav. This is only on Erev Pesach. There's zman to bring the carbon Pesach. What about uvamoyin? Let's say the rest of Pesach. You come cholamoyin. On cholamoyin of Pesach, you're allowed to bring karbonis. Somebody brings a shlomim then. Somebody brings an oil then. Then the loch is like this. Lishmoy potter. If you bring your korban shlomim, lishem shlomim, it's a kosher shlomim. Okay. Over moyed lishmoy potter. For moyed means if you bring the korban Pesach, that you didn't bring the right time on Erev Pesach, but rather you waited till chol hamoed and you brought it then, so the loch is the korban is possum. If you bring a Pesach on not on Erev Pesach, the korban is possum. So if you bring the korban Pesach in the middle of chol hamoed, it's potter. If you shecht it now, even though you own chametz in your shus, you potter from this lav, because this is called a shechita sheinu ruya. What about shelo lishmoy? Let's say you take the korban Pesach that you didn't bring the right time on Erev Pesach, but now it's chol hamoed Pesach, and now you're bringing it l'shem shlomim. The locher is the korban is kosher, because the korban Pesach after Pesach, if you do it l'shem shlomim, it's kosher for shlomim. Now chayiv, if you have chametz in your shus, you're over this special lav. The lav is loisishchat achametz dav zivchi. Kol zman you have chametz in your rishus. Hey, now in the middle of Pesach for sure, you're also over by your own by yimotzei. You're not allowed to have chametz in your rishus. But achut, except that lav, you're also over another lav now. That any korban you bring throughout Pesach, you're over this lav of loisishchat achametz. You're not allowed to bring a korban, shecht a korban when you have chametz in your rishus, providing the shchita is a kosher shchita. So that's why if you have your korban Pesach that you bring in chol hamoed, it's a posle korban. You're not over this aveira. But if you bring it shelo lishmoy, you make it for shlomim, then taki yichayev. What about v'shar kol hazvochim, all other korbanis that you bring on Erev Pesach, that you bring on chol hamoed, the locher is bein lishmon, whether you shecht in the korban, the oila l'shem oila, the shlomim l'shem oila, the shlomim l'shem shlomim. Bein shelo lishmon, whether you shecht in them, not lishmon. That means you're taking the korban oila and you shecht l'shem shlomim. The locher is the korban is still kosher, just the bialam doesn't get a good kapara. Is the locher chayiv. Since the korban is called the good korban, the shchita is called the good shchita, you're over this new lav that you're bringing a korban on Pesach when you still have chametz in your shus. Chutz, except, min achatis, sheshochtu shlo lishmo. The only other korban that's possible if you shecht the shlo lishmo is a chatis. If you take a korban chatis on chol hamoed, and instead of shecht l'shem chatis, you shecht l'shem shlomim. The locher is the korban chatis is possible. So now that the korban is possible, you have chametz in rishus, you're not over this lav, because that shchita is not called a good shchita. Since the shchita only made the korban possible, you're not over the lav of l'sishchat. This is Rav Shimon Shita. You're only over the lav l'sishchat when you're doing a good shchita. So all other korbanos, even though you shecht the shlo lishmon, the locher is the korban is kosher, therefore it's called a shchita. So the kitz of Shimon holds like this, that on chol hamoed, then any korban you bring, if you have chametz in your rishus, you're over this new lav. Of l'sishchat, you're not allowed to shecht any korban b'shas you have chametz in your rishus. What about on Erev Pesach itself? On Erev Pesach he yells no. This lav only pertains to the korban Pesach itself. If you bring the korban Pesach and you have chametz in your rishus, then you're over this lav of l'sishchat. Mashenken, on Erev Pesach after chatzos, let's say you bring a korban shlomim then, or a korban oila, so that even though it's a kosher korban, you're not over this lav. So the Gemara will see why. The Rabbi says, on this man, Shchitas Pesach, the lav only goes on a korban Pesach. Mashenken, throughout the whole Yom Tov of Chol Hamoed, then the lav goes on any korban you bring on Chol Hamoed. If you have chametz in your rishus, you're over this lav. Well, the Gemara will explain how he knows it. So the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. That is a lav. Let's say on Erev Pesach, b'shas you bring your korban Pesach. We're saying if somebody owns chametz, so you're over this new lav of loisishchat al chametz. So Shlokesh says you only chayev ad shei ha chametz l'shoichet. either the shechet, the one that shecht in the korban, he has to own chametz. If he owns chametz, he's over this lav. Oil is zorik, or else the kohen that makes the zrika of this korban pesach, if he owns chametz, b'shas he's making a zrika, he's also over this lav. So Rashi says, the zrika nami yisrabi mechilta midams v'checha. It says, dams v'checha, even zrika. Because really the pasuk only says, loy sishchat. The lav is, you're not allowed to shecht the korban, b'shas you own chametz. So the lav is only going upon the shechet. So Rashi says, no, we dash in midam, that the zrikas from midam zivchi, that the zrikas adam, whoever makes the zrikas adam, if he owns chometz, he's also over this law. And who adin oily yechud mevnei hachabura.